The economy is getting back some of the jobs lost during the start of the pandemic and the shutdowns that followed. But as we reported at the top of the program, that job growth seems to be slowing. Millions still don't have work yet, and many have lost financial aid and benefits. Given both of those problems, we wanted to hear from viewers about what you're dealing with right now. Here's what some of you told us.
So my name is Darren Hart.
My name is Amy Scheid.
My name is Jason Williams.
My name is Antonio Cruz Martinez.
My name is Deanna Coral Hall.
The extra $600 in unemployment benefits was extremely helpful. I was able to spend a little extra on some groceries, you know, get a little bit more food to have.
The standard unemployment wasn't going to cover our household bills. But then when they gave us the extra $600 a week, that didn't replace my entire salary, but it was really, really close to what I made after taxes.
I own a catering company and bistro. We spend every moment trying to figure out how to make this dream stay alive and how to come out of it in a way where we will eventually be able to retire. It's been emotionally exhausting.
I have been fighting for unemployment for the weeks that I did not work, rather the months that I did not work, and I have still yet to get money for that. It has taken us down to zero. All of our accounts are zero now.
I've been a DTA for about 10 years. I haven't received any federal COVID relief funds or any funds of any sorts. And I don't even know where to start as a gig worker, like on how to get money. The wait line for the unemployment is just so long. And having to sell things is one of the things that I've unfortunately had to resort to, which is ultimately very heartbreaking.
The extra $600 it ended July 31st. And my lease agreement is up August 31st. I've had to decide to move back in with my mom, which luckily she is totally fine with that, but it still is stressful because I don't know, you know, what's next.
The extra unemployment has been, it's been awesome. But if that goes too far down, we'll definitely be back underwater.
The kinds of conversations that we've had to engage in since this began, both with customers and with staff and family, I have to come home, take a minute, breathe, steel myself, and then dial that phone and hang up and sob.
If I don't find something like within the next, I guess, 5 to 6 months, then I will have nothing left.
It's like, okay, now I'm down to my change jars now, and I'm going to have to cash my change jars in. I'm going to have to recycle the metal that's sitting in my yard. I'm just worried that I'm not going to have enough money to just survive. It's not even to be able to do anything extra.